So thanks, Amy. Thanks, everyone, for being here this morning. Again, I'm Mike McGarry, Senior Vice President of Cruise Lines International Association. I thought I'd just explain a little bit what the CLEA is, what we do. We're headquartered in Washington, D.C. That's where I'm based. CLEA is a global trade association that represents 98% of the global cruise capacity, both ocean-going and river cruises. We have offices from Australia through Europe, North America, Latin America as well. And we have a seat at the International Maritime Organization, which regulates the global maritime industry. About 50,000 commercial ships, cargo ships, tankers, etc. Of those 50,000, less than 1% are cruise ships. But we represent the cruise industry there and work on maritime policies. Also, internally at CLIA, we have a maritime policy function which develops industry policies that are mandatory for our members. So, as an example, under international regulation, a cargo ship, a tanker ship, is allowed to discharge raw sewage at sea as long as there's so many miles out to sea and they're going so many knots an hour. If you're a member of Cruise Lines International Association, you may not discharge raw sewage into the ocean anywhere at any time. So we develop policies which often go beyond international regulation. We just feel that we have to ascribe to a higher standard. So we do those kinds of things. And by the way, in terms of how is that followed up on with the cruise lines, on an annual basis, cruise line CEOs have to certify that they've implemented all of the CLIA mandatory policies. And then ships are audited every year. They have what are called class societies that come in and they review all of their operations, and the CLIA mandatory policies are part of that audit to make sure that they're meeting those. We also represent 10,000 travel agencies, as well as 30,000 individual travel agents in the United States, in every state. Travel agents are still, they book 70% of cruises, so they're very important to our industry. We work very closely with them. As Amy said, I've not been to Maine before, but I definitely want to tell my wife that we can come back and bring the kids and visit. And just really wanted an opportunity to come up and meet with some of the stakeholders, just have a conversation, find out what's going on. Our industry does feel very strongly that they need to be partners with destinations, communities, need to be able to work well with their concerns, try to iron those out, etc. So thank you very much for letting me be here.